States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and as a special guest, Mr. Walter Abel. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program for Savings Bonds, brought to you by this station as a public service. Let it remind you that for safety, you can find no finer investments than United States Savings Bonds. And now get set for a great show as Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra start things off with the Indian Love Call. Thank you, Harry Sosnick. And now, friends, our special guest. You've seen him innumerable times on the stage and screen and have heard him on some of the leading network dramatic programs. He's starred in a comedy sketch by Lewis Hayward titled The Flea. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Walter Abel. For 15 years, Herbert Hotchkiss has added columns of figures for the P.J. Allen Clutch Nut Company. You've heard of their slogan, the clutch you love to touch. And during those 15 years, all of Herbert's twos and twos have made fours, and all of his fours and fours have made eights.
What else?
Well, during those 15 years, Herbert has requisitioned only one eraser from the supply room.
And it's still brand new.
Exactly. For Herbert has never made a mistake. And don't think that Mr. Allen has been ungrateful. Each 5 years, Herbert has been given a $5 raise. And once, mind you, Mr. Allen looked right at Herbert and said, good morning.
And I said, good morning, Mr. Allen, right back at him.
And for 12 of the 15 years, Herbert has been in love with Edna Gibbons, Mr. Allen's secretary. And all that now stands in the way of their marriage is $5 a week. For Edna will not marry Herbert until he's making $75 a week. This very minute, right outside Mr. Allen's door, she's telling Herbert that...
You've got to assert yourself, Herbert. Go in there and say to him, Mr. Allen, I've been with you for 15 years. I think I deserve a raise.
Mr. Allen, I've been with you for 15 years. I think I deserve a raise.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, just look him in the eye and be firm.
I'll be firm when I go in there tomorrow.
Herbert, you're going in there today, right now, or we're not engaged any longer.
And tomorrow today. I guess you're right, Edna. I've put this off long enough. I'll go in there. I'll pound on his desk. That's how firm I'll be. And I'll walk out with my raise, and we'll be married. Mr. Allen, I've been with you. Deserve a raise. Well, Edna, goodbye.
Well, what is it? Who are you? What do you want?
Mr. Allen, I've been Herbert for 15 years.
You've been what?
No. I'm in love with Edna, and we want to get married.
Young man, I'm not my secretary's father. You don't need my permission.
No. You see, I need $5 a week to make 75.
Who and Sam Hill are you, and what are you doing in my office?
I'm Herbert.
For 15 years, you said that.
No, that's wrong. I've been Herbert for much longer, but for 15 years, I've been in charge of the figures on nuts. I've checked personally on every nut that's come in and every nut that's gone out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think I'm the only one who knows how many nuts we have on hand at this very minute. 165,942.
Wrong. Make that last figure a three. You're a nut. How much do I pay you a week?
$70, Mr. Allen. I've been with you...
Starting now at 60. You can't afford to squander money on a job like yours.
$60, but Miss Allen, I can never marry you.
Don't tell her. Don't tell me. Goodbye.
Mr. Allen, I've been with you for 15 years.
That does it. In 15 seconds, our association will be at an end. You're fired.
But, Mr. Allen...
No discussion. You're a little mouse of a man. No, a little flea of a man, and I don't like little fleas of a man. Pooh! Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Herbert...
He fired me.
Huh?
He said, Pooh.
What?
He said I was a flea of a man.
Why, the very idea. After 15 years. Were you firm?
No, he was.
But, Herbert, what's going to happen now?
If I weren't a flea of a man, I'd join the Foreign Legion. But I'm sure the Foreign Legion has enough fleas already.
Well, we'll think of something. Oh, by the way, while you were in with Mr. Allen, this wire came for you.
That's fine. First, I'm fired. Now I get a telegram.
Well, open it.
You open it. I can't. I'm just a flea of a man.
Herbert, it's your Uncle John Hopkins.
Well, maybe a flea on a flea on a... John? There's no John in our family.
Well, there must be. Listen to this. Your Uncle John Hotchkiss dead. You are sole heir to Hotchkiss Mammoth Circus. Evans, and Evans, attorneys at law. Herbert, you own a circus.
I do. I mean, I do. I'm no longer a flea. I'm a man of substance, a man of property. Oh, I can see it now. Lions, tigers, elephants, beautiful girls.
Oh, Herbert.
And you, my wife, at my side.
Oh, Herbert.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say something to Mr. Allen right now. Mr. Allen.
Oh, you again.
For only a moment, Mr. Allen. Oh, to you, Mr. Allen. There. All signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, Miss Evans, where's my circus? Oh, I can hardly wait. The lions, the tigers.
Lions, tigers?
Yes, you know. Lions.
Mr. Hotchkiss.
I'll train them myself. I'll train those lions. No. Down, boy, down, I say.
But,
and
Mr.
the tigers. I'll show them who's master. Back.
Mr. Hotchkiss.
Just a second. Back. I've got to get them back under school. Back. There, now. Now, what is it, Mr.
But,
Evans?
But I thought you knew. The circus is right here in this tin box.
Don't be silly. You can't get lions and tigers and elephants to do a little thing like...
What did you say, Mr. Evans?
It's in the box, Mr. Hotchkiss. Your circus. A flea circus.
Up.
fleas.
Yes, but they're very well trained, really. Just blow this little whistle, and no matter where they are in the room, they'll come right back to the box. Shall I show you?
No. No, thanks. Fleas. Well, I guess they go with a flea of a man.
And this is it, Edna. Right here in this tin box. Uncle John's circus. One whiff of DDT and I'm out of business. Edna, I'm going right in and apologize to Mr. Allen. I'm going to tell him I'd like my old job back even to $50 a week.
Oh, but you can't go in now, Herbert. He's got an important prospect
I've got
with
to
him.
Right now, while I have the nerve. That's my trouble. I've always put things off until tomorrow.
Herbert!
So you see, Miss Quigley, with Allen's luck, your engineering problems are over. You know our slogan.
Yes, the clutch you love to touch, but I need something more than a slogan. I feel...
Mr. Allen, I...
Yes, can't you see? You! Didn't I just fire you this morning?
Oh, you made me drop the tin box.
I don't care what you drop. Pick it up and get out.
I came back to say I'm sorry I said poo.
What is this business, Allen? I don't understand.
Just a little domestic difficulty, Mr. Quigley. We can resume our discussion as soon as I get this idiot out of here.
You see, I thought I owned a circus.
Is the man crazy? No, he's been Herbert for 15 years. What? Ow!
Do you have insects in here, Allen?
Insects?
Of course not.
You!
It's the tin box. I thought it was the circus.
Will you get out of here and stop that senseless chatter? I'm breaking out the rash. There's a most peculiar tickling sensation along my spine.
I can stop that.
Well, if you can, for heaven's sake, do it!
But I'm not working for you anymore.
You're hired again. You've got a raise, anything. Only stop it. Stop it. Driving me crazy.
And me too. You mean I get $5 more a week from now on?
$5. $10. Only stop it. It's getting worse.
Five will be enough to see I want to marry Edna.
My blessings on you both. Only stop this itching.
Of course. Better?
It's miraculous.
It's wonderful.
It's nothing.
Really?
You see, the man told me they were well trained.
What? I don't suppose the explanation really matters. Allen, if your organization is on its toes like this young man, your product must be good. You'll get the order.
Well, thank you, Mr. Quigley.
Not at all. Thank this young man.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Herbert?
On second thought, I'll take that $10 raise.
Thank you, Walter Abel. That was a grand performance.
Glad you enjoyed it, John. As we went through the rehearsal and then the performance, I kept thinking of that little Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
He's like many of us, you know, could have built a secure future for himself with saving bonds. With a good nest egg of these bonds, insecurity just flies out of the window. And it's a great thing that anyone in America can buy them on an automatic basis through the payroll savings plan. So, friends, let me recommend that you join this plan for systematic saving where you work, or if you are a professional man or the owner of a small business or a farmer, that you take advantage of the bond a month plan, which is available at your bank. Goodbye, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye, Walter Abel. We were delighted to have you with us. You've been listening to Guest Star, a weekly transcribed feature program for United States Savings Bonds, brought to you by this station as a public service. Today, our guest was the noted star of stage and screen, Mr. Walter Abel, to whom we say thanks for a great show. We have another fine show prepared for next week with another great star, so be sure and be on hand for radio's biggest quarter hour, won't you?